مبلغ for you, it's my prayer. مبلغ for you, it's my prayer. May you keep ascending success, share success.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, many blessings and benefits of reciting Durood and Salam upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said in the hadith, the mafhum is that whoever recites Durood upon me 50 times every day, jo mujh par 50 martaba Durood Pak padhega, on the day of judgment, I will shake hands with that person. میں اس بندے کے ساتھ مصافحہ کروں گا. تو پیارے اسلام بھائیو, 50 times درود پاک, it doesn't take much time, does it? About few minutes and we can recite درود پاک 50 times. So inshallah, azawajal, I make the intention, you also make the intention to recite at least, you know, the ulama, the scholars, they mention that whoever recites at least 313 times Durood Pak unto the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that will be classed as reciting Durood abundantly unto the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So, kam az kam, pyare Islam bhaiyo, 313 martaba Durood Pak padhne ki hum sab niyat karte hain, inshaAllah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, today we're going to be talking about the most beautiful city, the most talked about city, and the most visited city in the whole world. Why I said the most visited city? Because don't forget that 70,000 angels, they visit Madinatul Munawwara in the morning and 70,000 in the evening. Yani they come to the Rozai Park of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So in that sense, Alhamdulillah, no doubt Madinatul Munawwara is the most blessed and the most visited city. And we're going to talk about Madinatul Munawwara, the blessings of Medina, and what the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he said about the beautiful city of Medina. As you know that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he was born in Makkah. And the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he spent nearly 53 years of his life in Makkah. 53 years of his life. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the books, he says that when he left Makkah and he was on the mountain of Makkatul Mukarramah going towards Madinatul Munawwara, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam, he looked back at Makkah. Obviously, where you are born, banda jahan par paida hota hai na, us jagah ki bande ke dil mein mohabbat hoti hai. You love the place where you are born, you love that place. And we are talking about the place where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam spent 53 years of his life. We are talking about that city that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam, he spent his childhood in that place. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he was a youth, or when he announced prophethood, that is where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam spent his time. So you have that love naturally, you have that instinct, that inclination, that love towards that city. And it says that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he was on the mountain, he looked back at Makkah and he makes a dua and he says, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, you know I love Makkah. You know, he did not want to leave Makkah, but it was hard for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it was hard for the Muslims to be living in Makkah. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as he was crying, he says, Oh Allah Azza wa Jal, you know I love Makkah. But Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, the people of Makkah do not want me to stay here. Ya Allah, take me somewhere. The city which you love. Ya Allah, a place where you like the most. And he says that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, in Bukhari Sharif, hadith number 109, the dua of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, further on he says, Oh Allah, bestow upon Medina. When he reached to Medina, first he made a dua that Ya Allah, send me to a place which you love the most. And where did Allah Ta'ala send the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? To Madinatul Munawwara. And as the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he reached Madinatul Munawwara, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he made a dua and he says, "Oh Allah, bestow upon Medina twice the blessings you bestowed upon Makkah." Yani Madinah Tayyiba mein ya Allah dugna barakat nazil farma ke jitni Makkah Sharif mein tune nazil farmayi hai. And another hadith in Sahih Muslim, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he makes another dua and he says, "Oh Allah, Ibrahim was your servant alayhi salam. He was your friend, he was your apostle, and I am your servant and your friend. And ya Allah azza wa jal, Ibrahim alayhi salam, he made dua to you for the showing of blessings upon Makkah, and I am making dua to you for Medina just as he made dua to you for Makkah and the like of it in addition." And ya Allah azza wa jal, the way Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, he made dua to you just like he wanted Makkah to be the haram, the sanctuary, the sacred place, the sacred land. That is why it is called haram. And in the same way, there was only one haram at that time. It was haram of Makkah. But when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he migrated towards Medina, then Allah, he made a dua in the court of Allah azza wa jal, and Allah ta'ala made Medina the sacred land as well. He made Medina haram as well. And Pyare Islam Bhaiyo, when you talk about the love and respect, even the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the love and respect he had for Madinatul Munawwara, he says in Bukhari Sharif that when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would come back from any battles, he would come back to Medina, and from a far distance, when he used to see the trees of Medina, the mountains of Medina, he says that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would observe the walls of Medina, the mountains of Medina, the trees of Medina, and he would make his animal go fast, and he would, and the animal, it would run in the direction of the Medina, in the city of Medina. And the Sahaba Ikram, they said that we asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "O Prophet of Allah, why is it that when you see the city of Medina, that ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you make your animal run fast in that direction?" And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, "Because I love Medina. Mujhe Medina se pyar hai. I love Medina and I want to reach Medina as soon as possible." That is the love the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam had for Madinatul Munawwara. And then Pyare Islam Bhaiyo, if you look at the lives of the Sahaba Ikram, the lives of the Awliya Allah, and the lives of Hazrat Sayyiduna Imam Malik Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. Do you know that Imam Malik Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, he only performed one Hajj in his lifetime. Sirf ek hi Hajj kiya hai. And someone asked him that, "You had the opportunity, you had the opportunity, you could go for Hajj every year. Why do you not go for Hajj every year?" And Imam Malik rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he says that, "I do not wish to leave the city of Medina. What if I die on the way and I die outside Madinatul Munawwara?" Pyare Islam Bhaiyo, that is what you call love. And especially, you know where, the place you love the most, you love everything in Medina, you love the everything of that place. Jis jagah ko banda pyar karta hai, you love that place, you love everything in that place. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to say to the Sahaba ikram that Madinatul Munawwara is a place where Allah Ta'ala removes every illness. And you know that Medina itself, that is just one name of Medina. Madinatul Nabi, Madinatul Rasul, Taiba. There's 99, more than 99 names just for the city of Medina itself. So namu se bhi zyada hai Medina ke. So Pyare Islam Bhaiyo, another beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam about the love of Medina and how we should desire, you know, we should have that love in our hearts. Do we not have that love that we want to see the city of Medina? There's so many people, you know, we are just, you know, madly in love with this dunya. All we do is work from morning to evening, from evening till morning. The only thing that worries us is the wealth of this world. So and so has earned more money than me. So and so has better house than me. So and so is doing better than me in this world. That's what we worry about. Lekin, have you ever worried, my dear Islam brothers, that we need to see that beautiful haram? We need to see beautiful Makkah and the blessed city of Medina. And such a blessed city that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, he quotes in the hadith-e-paak in Tirmidhi Sharif, is quoted. Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, man istata'a an yamuta bil madina falyamut biha fa inni ashfa'u liman yamutu biha, that if any one of you can die, you should die in Medina. Yani if you want to die, do not die elsewhere, but die in Medina. Now if you want to die in Medina, you have to have that longing, you have to have that love to be dying in the city of Medina. Amir al-Sunnat, he narrates a very beautiful incident, very beautiful waqia. Seriously, this waqia, it just tells you that how many people are out there who are just living just to see the city of Medina. I personally, I met with an Islamic brother, and he was nearly 90 years old. 90 saal ke buzurg the, 90 years old. And when I met him in Madinatul Munawwara, I asked him, MashaAllah, you are from Pakistan, and how you are 90 years old. And he says, I used to work when I was 8 years old. Maine 8 saal ki umar mein kaam karna shuru kiya hai. 8 years old. I left my house and I worked. And the only thing that was in my mind is I want to work hard in my life, so one day I can go and visit the Madinah, the city of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is what you call love. 8 saal ki umar se 90 saal pyare Islam bhaiyo, finally he reached his goal and he went into Madinah Sharif. A waqia about an Ashiq-e-Rasool. And this person, he used to work, and wo banda kaam karta tha, lekin every time in his mind, he used to only have one desire, one wish, that I wish I could die in the city of Medina. Because this, there's a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, aakash mein maru to Medina mein maru. And now he was very poor. He didn't have enough money. Paisa nahi tha itna. Now what did he do? One night when he went to sleep, his destiny awoke him. Uski kismat jaag gayi. He saw the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his dream, and the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam, he says that, why are you upset? And this person, he, you know, when he saw the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his dream, he says that, O Prophet of Allah, I wish to visit your beautiful city. O Prophet of Allah, I wish to die in Medina. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, you get ready, I will organize everything for you. Now this was all in the dream. He wakes up in the morning and he asks himself, did I see this dream? And again when he saw that same dream, so he thought that something might be real here. You know, I am going to Medina. And he says that he went to the shipyard, the dock, the where all the ships were, and one ship that was leaving for Jeddah Sharif, he went onto that ship, he sat on that ship, and then he had no ticket, no passports at that time, nothing. He only sat on that ship, and cutting it short, the ship sailed to Medina. When he went to Jeddah, he went to Makkah, from there he went to Madinatul Munawwara. And then what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him in that dream, that I have a minaret in my masjid, and one of the part of the minaret has been broken, and I want you to come and fix that. Now that was what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him in the dream. So he went to Madinatul Munawwara, he looked at that specific minaret that he was shown in the dream, and he saw that it was broken. So he went, and cutting it short again, he went and he climbed on top of the minaret and he fixed that minaret. And as he was coming down, he thought to himself, my job is over. Now I have to go back home again. And then he started to cry and he pleaded in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you have called me to Medina. Please don't let me go back to my city again. I want to stay with you. And as so it happens, that person, in a few days time, he died and he was buried in the city in Jannatul Baqi as well. Now what kehte na pyare Islam bhaiyo, the desire, what you have, inshallah azza wa jal, it will be fulfilled. Jo banda jitni mehnat karta hai na, jis cheez se mohabbat karta hai na, you do achieve your goal one day. And Hazrat Sayyiduna Imam Malik rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, his love for Madinatul Munawwara, that he never used to walk openly in Medina. He used to walk on the sides of Medina. Someone asked him and they said that, Ya, oh Imam Malik, why is it that you walk near the walls, and even your clothes, your body is scraping the walls. Imam Malik rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he would say that I do not want to walk in a place where I do not know where the footsteps of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam would have been. So therefore, I am walking near the walls so that I don't put my footstep on the footsteps of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then, Pyare Islam Bhaiyo, that very famous waqia of Hazrat Sayyidina Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, when after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam passed away, he physically departed this world. And as we know, when you love someone, someone really, really dear to you, well, what can we say about the love of the Sahaba Ikram and for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was their life. He was everything for them. And when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he passed away, and Hazrat Sayyidina Bilal Habshi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he migrated to the city, nowadays we call it Aleppo. He migrated to Aleppo, Halab. And one night, Hazrat Bilal Habshi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he saw the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in his dreams. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he says, "Oh Bilal, do you not wish to meet us?" And Sayyidina Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, when he saw the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and when he heard these voice, he says, "Labbayka ya Rasulullah. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I wish to meet you, Ya Rasulullah, I wish to come to you." And he says that in the morning, Hazrat Bilal Habshi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the first thing he did was he packed his bags and he set off to Madinatul Munawwara. Now this was on the horseback. And Hazrat Bilal Habshi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, it says in the books of history and about the seerat of Bilal Habshi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that Hazrat Sayyiduna Bilal Habshi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, his love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not even let him rest on the way. Otaina banda, you're tired, you want to sleep. Hazrat Bilal Habshi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he only rested for a few hours and then he would stand up again and go towards Medina. And as he reached to Madinatul Munawwara, and he reached to Masjidul Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he went to the Rozai Park of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he started to cry when the people of Medina found out that Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was here. You know, it brought them memories back. And he says that men, women and children were now walking towards Masjidul Nabawi because they heard Bilal Habshi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is here. And everyone went up to Bilal Habshi and he says, "Oh Bilal, please, we plead you, give one azan, just once, give that azan that you used to give at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." Now this is about a year after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam physical departure. And he says that Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he says to the people that, "No, I do not have that power that whenever I used to give azan, I used to see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the Minbar Sharif, and I would say, Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I would look and I would point towards the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now when I say, Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I do not see the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I will not be able to take that." And people pleaded him, they begged him to give azan. And then someone came up with an idea, that let's go to Hassan and Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. And if the princes, they say something to Bilal, he will never say no to them. And Hazrat Imam Hassan and Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, they came to the masjid and they met with Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And they said that, "Oh Bilal, oh uncle, are you not going to give that azan? Are you not going to revive this beautiful voice of yours in Medina again?" And Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he kissed them and he says, "Oh my princes, how can I say no to you?" And then he stood on that same very place that he used to stand and give azan. And when he started to recite the words, "Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar," you could see the state of the people of Medina. Those who were still at home were now, when they listened to the voice of Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, they all came running to the masjid. And children were asking their parents, "Has the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam come back?" Because that is the voice of Bilal. That means that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has come back as well. And people were running toward Masjid al-Nabawi. And Sayyidina Bilal Habshi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he came to the words, "Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam," and he looked towards the minbar, and he found the minbar to be empty. And Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he fainted. When he came back around, he started to cry. And he says to the people, "I told you, I could not say the azan. And then Bilal Habshi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he left from Medina back to Halab again. Lekin pyare Islam bhaiyo, you know, when it comes to love of Medina and you look at the awliya Allah, these people all their lives, they would spend their lives only one wish, one desire. When are we going to see the beautiful city of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Hazrat Bayazid Bistami radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Mawlana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. These are those Ushaqi Rasul that when it came to visiting the city of Madinatul Munawwara, these people, they had their own ways. They had their own ways of ishq. And he says that one Buzurg rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, when he left Madinatul Munawwara for Madinatul Munawwara, he took off his blessed shoes, he took off his shoes and he was walking barefooted. And someone asked him that, why is it that you have taken your shoes off from such a far distance? And he says that I do not wish to walk, I do not wish to have my feet, because this direction is towards Madinatul Munawwara. I do not wish to have my feet walking towards Medina with the shoes on. So therefore I've taken them off now. Pyare Islam bhaiyo, further on, Qazi Ayaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he states that Imam Malik rahmatullahi ta'ala anhu, he would never ride an animal or mount in Medina. And he would say that I am too shy before Allah ta'ala to trample with an animal's hoof on the earth where Allah's messenger is buried. Yani, how can I be riding a horse, riding an animal? This is the place where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been buried. And Qazi Ayaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he further on, he reports that he says that the veil has been lifted from us. That this Buzurg rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he says that the veil has been lifted from us and the moon shines out to those who look on, banishing all illusions. As our mounts reached Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is forbidden for us to be found in our saddles. Yani, these people, they would never mount an animal, they would never be riding something, they would always be walking towards the city of Medina. And he says that Qazi Ayaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he further on, he adds in Kitab al-Shifa, and he says that one must respect this place whose soil contains the body of the master of mankind and from which the deen of Allah ta'ala and the sunnah of Rasulullah alayhi wasallam is spread out. And the first earth that the skin of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam touched after death, its fragrance should be inhaled and its residence and walls should be kissed. Yani, that is the belief of the awliya Allah. The belief, whichever city you talk about, you know, you have never ever seen or you have never ever read anything about a city. The awliya Allah, what they used to say? They used to say that the city of Medina, even the dust of Medina, that should be kissed as well. The walls of Medina, even to an extent that even Amir al-Sunnat, he says that when you, in his, one of his kalams, he says that when you go and you see the birds of Medina, kiss their feet, because their feet are touching the blessed soil of Madinatul Munawwara. Pyare Islam bhaiyo, Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, Ala Hazrat Imam Ahl Sunnat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, in one of his famous poetry, he says, Madine ke khitte khuda tujhko rakhe gharibun fakirun ke tehrane wale. Subhanallah, Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, we've heard many many kalams written by Ala Hazrat on the praise of Madinatul Munawwara and the praise of Madinatul Munawwara. And Madinatul Munawwara, such a blessed city, that he says that near to the day of judgment, when the Dajjal, the Antichrist, the Dajjal, when he comes, it says that in 40 days, the Dajjal will go around the whole world in just 40 days. But there are two cities that the Dajjal will not enter. In Bukhari Sharif, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says that Medina is a sanctuary. From that place to that, its trees should not be cut, and no hearsay should be innovated. No any sin should be committed in it, and whosoever innovates it, its hearsay, or commits sins, he will incur the curse of Allah, the angels, and all the people. And that is why they say that when the Dajjal, he comes to enter the city of Medina, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says that on all seven doors of Madinatul Munawwara, there are seven different gates that you can enter through the city of Medina. He says that there will be two angels who will be guarding the city of Medina. And the Dajjal, if he tries to cross that, the angels, they will make him run away from there. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he says, I have made Medina a sanctuary between its two harams, two mountains. Madinatul Munawwara, there are two great mountains in Madinatul Munawwara. And just as such a city, Pyare Islam Bhaiyo, ke even the mountain, we know about Mount Uhud. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, Mount Uhud will be in Medina. Even there are valleys, five valleys in Medina, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will says that these are the valleys of Jannah, the garden of paradise. Where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's blessed Rozai Park is, to where the minbar of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is, that place in between that is called the Garden of Paradise. And you know, a while ago someone sent me a photo of an old man who died in Riyazul Jannat, in Sajda itself. Subhanallah. You know, what else can you desire for? People wish to die in Medina. Subhanallah. Pyare Islam Bhaiyo, you know, having that love for Medina is part of our iman, because that is where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is buried. And that place where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is buried, that Rozai Park, the grave of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or you can say that part of the earth that is touching or the kissing the blessed body of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the ulama, they say that place is far better in ranks, better than paradise itself, better than the arsh, the throne, the kursi of Allah Azza wa Jal. That place is far better than that. And that is why the ulama, they say that the most sacred city in the world is the city of Medina. Why? Because if there was no Medina, okay, in Makkatul Mukarrama, no one denies, alhamdulillah, Makkah is a very, very blessed city as well. Allah Ta'ala, He says in the Quran, Alladhi bi Bakkata Mubarakan. The Makkah is a very, very blessed city. Why is it blessed? Because it has the house of Allah. It has the Ka'batullah. And why is Makkah blessed? Because it has Ka'batullah. Why is Medina blessed? Because it has the Prophet of Allah. And the Prophet of Allah, let me just tell you about the value of a Muslim. The value of one Muslim. In the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the mafhum is that the life and the value of one Muslim is sacred than the Kaaba itself. That there is a life, the sacredness of a Muslim, that is a Muslim's life and a Muslim's respect and a Muslim's blood is more sacred than the Kaaba itself. Subhanallah, what can you talk about the Madinatul Munawwara, where our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is buried today? And that is why Hazrat Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, whenever he would make a dua, he would always make this dua that Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, give me death in the city of your Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And subhanallah, Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu died in Masjid Nabawi in Fajr Salah, and subhanallah, buried next to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Pyare Islam Bhaiyo, you know, we can talk about the city of Medina, we can talk about the blessings of Medina, but one thing that, you know, we need to adopt in our heart is that true love of Madinatul Munawwara. Today people want to go on holidays. Aaj kahan jana, we're going to go here. We want to spend money and we're going to go here. Ya maza aega, take the family here, take the family there. Yaar, you haven't seen Medina yet, have you? Those people who, you know, aisi jagu par jate hain, where there is, you know, no barakat even going there, lekin maazallah, there might be sins, guna hote hain. You know, why? Because it's a very famous tourist place. It's a tourist place, lekin Pyare Islam Bhaiyo, a Muslim, or in a place where maazallah, there are sins committed openly, what are we supposed to be doing there? Hamara to ek hi hai na maqsad, and that maqsad is Medina. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, especially for those people and for those viewers of Madini channel as well. Now you haven't yet been to Medina. Well, what is it that you are doing in your life? How busy are we? I've met with people who are nearly 60 years old. They still have not been to Medina or Makkah. And still when you ask them and they say, Abhi time bahut hai, we'll see what happens. You know, this is not the life of a Muslim. You know, you've seen everything, but you haven't seen Medina. What have you seen? Subhanallah, you know, Amir Ahle Sunnat, his true love for Medina, they were in Dubai. When Amir Ahle Sunnat, when he went to Dubai, he says that Amir Ahle Sunnat, when they were driving and they were going to their house, Amir Ahle Sunnat, he had his head lowered, his eyes closed. And some of the Islamic brothers, they were talking amongst themselves and they were saying to Amir Ahle Sunnat, look at that place, look at that mountain, look at that scenery, look at that scenery. And every time Amir Ahle Sunnat, he would say, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. And the Islamic brothers, they turn around and they say, Yeah, Bapa, You've closed your eyes. You're not even looking. So how can you say Subhanallah? He says, whenever you say, look at that scenery, Alhamdulillah, I am seeing Medina right in front of me. Mujhe to Medina hi nazar aa raha hai. Subhanallah. That is what all he desires. And even, have you seen the watch of Amir Ahle Sunnat? Whenever he tells the time, it's always Medina time. Medina mein itne ho chuke hain. So whenever he tells time, he always gives Medina time first. That is the love of Madinatul Munawwara. And that's what we need to have in ourselves. And it's going to rub onto our, you know, dekhe, if the father or the mother or the elders of the house, agar unki aadat hai na, ki fula jaga phirna, fula sair karna, idhar jana, udhar jana, it's going to rub off to the children as well. They are going to be thinking the same as well. We're going to go here, we're going to go there. Dekhi, pyare Islam bhaiyo, koshish karein. You know, okay, realistically speaking, if someone can afford to go to Madinatul Munawwara, you know, just even for one day if possible, one day, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, you know, flying from Medina from the UK is very, very easy. Very easy. You know, if you can't stay for long, you know, you can't afford to stay for that long, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, you can get, you know, flights just three, four days, come back, do your Umrah, go to Medina first. After Medina, go and do Umrah and come back. You know, it won't even cost you that much as well. So koshish kare inshallah Azza wa Jal. May Allah Ta'ala give me and all of us the ability to visit the beautiful sacred city of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And one last hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he mentions in one of his hadith in Muslim Sharif that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, Medina is best for them if they knew. Yani Medina is best for them if they knew. No one leaves it through dislike of it without Allah putting in it someone better than he in his place of him. And no one will stay there in spite of its hardship and distress without my being an intercessor or witness on behalf of him on the day of judgment. Yani all those people only go to Medina whom Allah Ta'ala gives permission. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says that whoever has come to Medina, I will intercede for them on the day of judgment. We've committed many sins in our life. Let's go to the Rozai Park with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let's plead the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to forgive our sins. Inshallah, azza wa jal, Allah Ta'ala will be merciful upon us as well. Ameen. بجاه النبي الأمين صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم
مبلغ في اسمائي بير مبلغ في اسمائي بير May you keep ascending success, share success